The Senate is planning to take up President Donald Trump's so-called One Big Beautiful Bill on Saturday, and the results for health care in California could be devastating. Governor Gavin Newsom joined top state health and social service officials to describe threats to cut billions of dollars from California's Medicaid funding.
We've got a brace for something the likes of which in our worst case scenario could have never imagined, is arguably just a week or so away.
Newsom and the officials spoke for nearly an hour describing details of the cuts in the Republican legislation. Newsom offered a snapshot of what's known.
Up to 3.4 million Californians are at risk of losing health coverage specific to the Medicaid and are under our Medi-Cal system specific to the bill. Some $28.4 billion of federal funding is at risk that's associated with those losses. So 3.4 million. And I remind folks in California, we have about 15 million people on Medi-Cal.
In a separate news conference, California Senator Alex Padilla joined allies in a call for California Republicans to vote no on Medicaid cuts. Padilla says Republicans justify their proposed cuts to health care as a way to reduce the federal deficit. But he says the bill would actually increase the deficit.
How can a budget that will cut so much actually increase the debt? It's because their reason for cutting is to underwrite yet more tax breaks for billionaires and the largest corporations, not just in the United States, but in the world. That's what's going on here. And it's bad news potentially for Californians especially.
Assemblymember Jasmeet Baines represents parts of the Central Valley area. She's also a primary care doctor working in a clinic in Delano, a block from where she says the recent California ICE raids began.
This is an unprecedented year, and I have one message for everyone. It is as bad as it looks. This is not propaganda. It's actually worse than what's being said. It is really bad times when it comes to healthcare.
The president of Disabled Voices United, Judy Mark, says the Medicaid cuts would be devastating and deadly for people with disabilities, and she fears for the fate of the federal Americans with Disabilities Act.
We cannot and we will not allow this country to move backward. The ADA was not the end of the fight. It was the beginning of a promise, and we must keep fighting to fulfill it.
Arnulfo de la Cruz is president of the Service Employees International Union, Local 2015, representing nurses, home caregivers, and others. He says how we care for people is a reflection of the country's values. He gave perhaps the most succinct summary of the Republican legislation.
We know how to care for people, and this is not it.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News, KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.